I now give the floor to His Excellency Luis Almagro, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Uruguay.
Thank you. Mr. President of the General Assembly, heads of delegations, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a harsh and difficult world, a complex world, sometimes a terrible world where 6 million children die every year before reaching the age of 5. Many of them due to problems of malnutrition. It's a world where violence has taken on a new dimension of terror and horror, with hundreds of thousands of deaths in Libya, Syria, and Iraq. A world where violations of human rights and crimes against humanity are a daily reality, and increasing in the countries I mentioned. It's a world where some 8 million people die because of tobacco consumption in the world, which is a genocidal activity that is not being stopped. And a world where markets are increasingly more open and free, less regulated, and that demand more guarantees in order to operate in contravention of the rights to life and the rights to health of people. A world where military bombs strike and kill in schools among ethnic and religious minorities, or among those who might adhere to different political beliefs. It's a world where natural disasters devastate countries and then devastate them again the following year, and again, as has happened in the countries of the Caribbean. This is a world where those who have exerted global police power have left social and political disasters in those countries where they have been. Global governance has not been inspired, as we see, by rights, but rather by interests. These narrow interests were paid with people's lives, with the violations of human rights, with people who have had to migrate, leaving their homes, their cities, their countries, vulnerable once again and having to cope with fear, violence, and death. The United Nations have not been able to build a system that could find a solution to that. The United Nations have failed fundamentally in its ethical dimension. There haven't been a lack of work or a lack of documents or meetings, but there have been a lack of solutions for people. Our ethics are collective, and it should be based the need to incorporate our diversity to we need to continue growing and developing in freedom. We need to developing multilateralism. This is the only way of expanding rights to more and more people. So we need to grow, we need to develop in freedom. The political and financial crises of this world have to do with common ethical and values. The world of today is one where humanitarian crises follow political crises, which follow financial, economic, and social crises. And then we here at the UN, we're far from that. We have we wear elegant suits, go to expensive restaurants, ride large cars, etc. But all where people suffer are in refugee camps, where their families are killed, where their villages are destroyed, where they're tortured, where their environments are destroyed due to climate change. Each person who has gained a right should not lose that right the next day. We need to protect that right, and we need to offer them more opportunities. The Millennium Development Goals have been a useful tool in order to foster and channel efforts toward the specific goals. But we should not leave countries alone in these efforts. We should step up our efforts try to define the Sustainable Development Goals more clearly. That will make up the post-2015 development agenda in a balanced, transparent, consensus-based way that envisions the incorporation of the three dimensions of sustainable development, the social, economic, and environmental dimensions. We should all eliminate poverty, and it is essential to have GDP increase, to increase exports, to have more dynamic investment. All this has to be based on a logic of rights. So we are more developed and richer when we have more rights, when we can exercise those rights, when those rights are protected, when we have more and more guarantees with regard to growing inequalities in today's world. Because poverty is experienced in different levels, and each country is responsible for granting more and more rights to help its people overcome poverty, to improve to improve conditions, to eliminate discrimination. All effort is valuable in each one of our countries, in each NGO which charts the way or which denounces an abuse of human rights, or each one that seeks to improve opportunities for women, children, teenagers, for retired people, for migrants, in each one, in different areas, healthcare, social protection, decent work, social and economic opportunities, whether we're talking about rural workers, domestic workers. In each one of these individuals, there's a potential that needs to be protected and fostered, because the agenda should be based on a gender perspective that we need to promote, and it needs to focus on the rights for every single individual who might suffer from even a bit of discrimination in this world. The women's agenda is one of the most powerful vectors for development that could be developed. Any form of discrimination involves some form of underdevelopment, because gender-based discrimination or religious-based discrimination, any kind of discrimination based on sexual orientation or migratory status, all of this is contrary to what our societies need. They need to be more inclusive. Our societies should incorporate every single one of these rights in our political system, in our system of political rights, whether it's the right to same-sex marriage, or the right for those who cohabit. It's essential to eliminate discrimination based on gender identity or sexual orientation. All this is based on the social construction, and love is an essential factor which helps us eliminate discrimination, and which is essential. The comprehensive agenda for human rights must be based on more and more rights for more and more people, so that more and more people grow in freedom and in equality. We need to continue moving forward on social topics. This is very important. Transmissible diseases and non-transmissible diseases. Those, for example, that have to do with tobacco consumption. As I mentioned, more than 8 million people die a year, and it's expected that this figure can continue to increase. So it's essential to have national policies focused on a healthy lifestyle. Uruguay in 2013 legalized the sale of cannabis, opting for an alternative model to combat drug trafficking and its disastrous consequences on society. We don't claim to be an example. We don't claim to chart some kind of path, but we do want to redesign policies that have failed to date and that have not produced the hoped-for results. The critical situation of the world today with regard to food security is also it's a structural problem. It's the result of bad policies, bad global policies. One out of every eight people, many of them children, suffer from chronic malnutrition. Humankind wastes more than one-third of all food produced. That would be enough to resolve the problem of hunger. It's estimated that 30 to 50% of food produced every year are never consumed by people. And the situation is worsening due to the soil erosion, scarcity of water, and climate change, and also due to the improper use of toxic substances in the food production chain. Combating climate change is essential, is a top priority. The fact of We should implement policies today, and we should not put them off until tomorrow. It's a moral imperative of every single individual in this room to give concrete content to the sustainable development objectives and to keep on growing. It's also important to continue to develop civil and political societies. The principle of legal equality of states is essential. This is why my country, for example, rejects any coercial unilateral measure that contravenes the international law. The principles of the UN Charter are essential. Its most clear example is the unjust blockade imposed against Cuba, and we would once again like to express our strongest rejection of it. Uruguay demands that Cuba should be struck from the list of countries that protects terrorism, and Uruguay would also like to see the end of financial speculation represented by vulture funds. It's important for countries to have a restructuring of their sovereign debt in predictable conditions and just conditions without affecting development and the well-being of their people. Global peace and security are essential. The eradication of any form of violence in this world is a fundamental element. It's essential to have negotiated solutions where parties agree on them. And, of course, the contributions of peacekeeping missions are essential in providing maximum guarantees around the world. And human rights should be protected and ensured. Guarantees should be provided on this point to each individual, to all the authorities. And there should be monitoring of these authorities so that to make sure that their people enjoy the broadest possible freedoms and rights. Uruguay deplores violence in all its forms. All forms of violence are bad. There is no justification that can justify violence. Every time a right is undermined, it is our responsibility as those who govern to fight for its restoration. Every time when justice is not rendered, it is our mission as leaders to demand accountability. Each day that we recognize a new right, it is our obligation to remember those who still can't exercise that right, and we should work tirelessly for their benefit. Thank you very much.
I thank the Minister for Foreign Affairs of Uruguay.